This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair with our first new episode of First Friday Focus on the Environment. I was still on medical leave in January, so we missed that one. But I'm very glad to be back for the February edition. Our content partner for the First Fridays is the Michigan League of Conservation Voters Executive Director and my co-host, Lisa Wozniak. Lisa, it's so good to be with you after several months away.
Well, the WEMU family has missed you immensely, David. It's so good to have you back, and it's a pleasure to join you for this first Friday of 2022, even if by phone.
Right.
I can't believe we haven't been in the same room together since March of 2022.
I am most hopeful We'll be able to do so for the March edition. That would be great.
Me too. And I'm very happy to have a tremendous guest today for our post-State of the State address conversation. Diane Byram is a former state representative, a state senator, a current member of the Michigan State University Board of Trustees. She's also a current partner at Byram Fisk Advocacy Communications, which is a strategic communications firm specializing in media relations, crisis management, and campaigns. Welcome to WEMU, Diane.
Thank you.
Welcome indeed, Diane. Well, last Wednesday, Governor Gretchen Whitmer did deliver her fourth State of the State address, and it was the second such address that had to be done virtually because of the ongoing pandemic. As such, she had a much shorter time frame in which to deliver her message, tout her accomplishments, and set the stage for re-election in November. Diane, in your opinion, did she use that limited time effectively?
I think she really did, and it started with just the tone and the optimistic nature of her speech. So she gave a brief overview of some of her accomplishments and then went right into priorities for the next year. And I think the important thing was she emphasized working together. We can get things done. There is a bright future for Michigan. And so I think even though it's 25 minutes, sometimes less is more. And I clearly think in this State of the State speech, with the backdrop of Detroit Diesel and how important electric vehicles are to Michigan's future, I think she did a good job.
Well, since First Fridays are all about the environment, Diane, I want to touch on an environmental issue, which you've just mentioned, that the governor did have time to address. Over the past few years, we've seen a significant growth in investment in electric vehicles, with more getting on the road, more charging stations being installed to support the influx. And the day before the governor's address, DM announced a $7 billion investment for a new EV manufacturing plant. So what will this mean for the state, and what does it say about Governor Whitmer's vision to make Michigan a leader on electric vehicles?
Sure. Well, it clearly was an exciting week last week and the days heading into her State of the State address. And with General Motors' announcement on their huge investment into electric vehicles and making sure that Michigan is the epicenter of electric vehicles, I think that was the statement that GM was making. And that was all made possible through the work of Governor Whitmer, her administration, and, of course, her legislative partners. And that's exciting news because that $7 billion is going to largely go into two manufacturing plants in the state. One is Orion Township, which is getting the lion's share with a $4 billion investment. But the other one is a new battery plant in Delta Township, just outside of Lansing, that's going to get almost $3 billion. And this is going to equate into some 4,000 jobs. But it really puts Michigan at the epicenter of this new technology that is going to drive the future. And that's really exciting because we're known as the auto capital of the world. And this will make sure that Michigan has that prominence well into the future.
89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment continues. I'm David Hare with my co-host Lisa Wozniak from the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. And we're talking with Diane Byram, a partner at Byram and Fisk Advocacy Communications.
Well, Diane, we were excited to see Governor Whitmer's draft My Healthy Climate Plan announced last month. And it's the Climate Council's work with EAGLE. And it's a plan that aims to set a pathway forward for a carbon-free economy, which is essential to addressing the climate crisis. How do you see the announcement during the State of the State around the electric vehicles fitting into this overall climate plan?
Well, clearly, emissions is what, and reducing greenhouse gas emissions is at the core of the Healthy Climate Plan. And we know that the transportation sector makes up a big portion of those greenhouse gas emissions. So by switching to electric vehicles and doing it pretty rapidly following the General Motors announcement this past week also will put Michigan in a great position to be able to achieve our emission goals. By the governor has 100% by 2050. I think there's some interest in being a little more aggressive than that, but clearly it's the right trajectory. So the General Motors announcement, the governor's State of the State announcement, all play into and facilitate and advance the Michigan Healthy Climate Plan. So that's exciting news.
So beyond the State of the State address, because she did have such limited time, there were things that went unaddressed in that particular speech. Late last year, Congress passed a massive bipartisan infrastructure bill that includes billions for states like Michigan to upgrade our infrastructure. Many are calling for that money to be used directly to address water contamination issues, which continue to plague Michigan. How do you see the legislature appropriating these funds as it relates to water issues?
Well, I certainly hope the legislature does begin to appropriate more of that federal money, and water infrastructure has to be at the center of it, whether it's dealing with lead copper issues and replacement of lines in homes so that you have clean drinking water, or it's addressing the PFAS, these forever chemicals that we have in our food system. Clearly, there's infrastructure needs around water and clean access to clean drinking water that need to be addressed, and these funds are available federally, and they ought to be spent in the state of Michigan to do just that.
So, Diane, it's often said that show me your budget, and I'll show you your priorities, and the governor is preparing to put forth her next budget proposal. How do you see the administration's environmental priorities shaping up within that?
Water has to be paramount, and the governor has led on water issues, so I anticipate that she will continue that leadership, and there will be a piece on water infrastructure. There will also be a call for roads and bridges and investment in that kind of infrastructure and investment in schools. But I clearly think water infrastructure, the health of the Great Lakes, and dealing with PFAS, these forever chemicals, are going to be front and center and part of her budget announcement.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment. We're talking with Lisa Wozniak and Diane Byram. And Diane, it takes more than just a call or a proposed budget to get things done. And in her State of the State address, Governor Whitmer called for unity between her administration and the majority Republican legislature. GOP leaders did say after the address they were willing to work with her. Now, we found that one area where there is some growing willingness to work together is on environmental initiatives, and we certainly hope that will continue to grow. Will the fact that this is a midterm election year hamper cooperation?
I hope not. The governor went to great measures to talk about bipartisanship, working together. And we know that, for instance, water in the state of Michigan is a unifying topic. And so it's my hope that the legislature and the governor will come together with some strong budget recommendations and funding that go directly to the heart of quality water for everyone in our state and access to healthy drinking water.
And finally, Diane, as of today, there are 13 declared candidates for the Republican nomination for governor. We are still months away from that August primary and the November general election. Is the GOP in a position to win back the governor's mansion? What's your perspective?
My perspective is that Governor Whitmer is extremely strong. I think she's well positioned for re-election. She's talking about issues that unite people. She calls them kitchen table issues. It's not only about safe drinking water, it's about education for our kids, investment in mental health, lowering the cost of insulin, tax cuts, repealing the pension tax, expanding the earned income tax credit. So these are issues that people care about. They're kitchen table issues. The governor is clearly talking about things that resonate with people of Michigan. And I don't see the Republicans fielding a candidate, at least out of the current group of candidates, that's going to be strong enough.
I thank you for your time and insight today, Diane.
Thank you. Have a great day.
That is Diane Byram, former state representative and state senator, current member of the Michigan State University Board of Trustees and partner at Byram and Fisk Advocacy Communications. And Lisa Wozniak, we'll talk again in March.
I always look forward to our time together, David. Thank you.
That is Lisa Wozniak, executive director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters and co-host for WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment. For more information on today's feature and to visit our archive, go to our webpage at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.